Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette man accused of transporting Iowa teen runaway to Wyoming. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. A Gillette man, 23-year-old Cameron Wilkinson, has been accused of picking up a 17-year-old runaway from her foster home in Iowa and driving her to Campbell County. According to investigators, Wilkinson knew the girl had been reported missing from the foster system. The Gillette News Record reported court records show police later uncovered evidence suggesting the two had been in a relationship. After arriving in Gillette, the teen also came into contact with another man, 34-year-old Marlon Velasquez Aguiar, who now faces charges related to child exploitation. Wilkinson was bound over to district court on charges including custodial interference. His bond was set at $100,000 cash only. Velasquez Aguiar's bond was set at $150,000, and federal immigration authorities have placed a hold on pending further court appearances. The case began when a national nonprofit tipped off Wyoming investigators that the Iowa teen might be in the state. Both men remain in custody as the investigation continues. Supreme Court to consider taking up Wyoming corner crossing case. As U.S. Supreme Court justices meet Friday, attorneys for Wyoming's ranch owner Fred Eshelman are urging the court to hear his appeal in the high-profile corner crossing case. Eshelman argues that a federal appeals court ruling allows hunters to step from one piece of public land to another at checkerboard corners above his Elk Mountain Ranch violates Supreme Court precedent and threatens property rights nationwide. According to Wildfile, the 10th Circuit Court ruled in March that the 1885 Unlawful Enclosures Act prevents landowners from blocking public access at those corners, effectively making corner crossing legal across six western states. Eshelman's lawyers say the decision contravenes prior Supreme Court rulings and has major implications for landowners and law enforcement. The Missouri hunters involved say the case doesn't qualify for review since no other federal circuit has ruled on the issue. Only about 5% of petitions reach the nation's high court, but Eshelman's appeal has backing from several western ranching and property rights groups. The justices' decision on whether to take the case could be announced within days. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.